With the whole event taking place of 9/11, the building coming down, the people committing suicide, and the plane attacking the building, was this kind of an event to help the conditions in place from the android meme to shed its skin?
No. No. The only thing it was about was some... No. What it was about was it was about some bonds that Morgan Stanley had in their office, in the building at the time. They weren't supposed to have. They couldn't have them. And so 9/11 was to nothing else but to have those flying. You can walk around New York City, probably pick them up today, but once they were cast out into the wind, of course they had to nullify every one of those MTMs. And that's what stopped it. Then all of the tranching, all of the transfers, all of the ACH markers. Remember, there wasn't ACH before that. Every bit of that was controlled right there in the Twin Towers. Well, after that, they had nowhere to go. So our darling Maybank, we just adore Maybank. They're the most wonderful thing. Almost right up there with sliced bread. Took over all the ACH transfers in the entire world. How marvelous is that?
So would you say the event was inevitable due to these conditions?
It was not inevitable. It was spawned. It was done. It was made. It was conspired, cajoled. It was a...
It was a set of...
Ejaculared. Ejaculared. Means he...
It was ejaculared.
Right.
Okay.
And, Rory, Yuri, just a point here. In that point from 2001, then Maybank moves in. That's why the International SWIFT got shut down in isolated America in 2005 or so, right, Ion?
That's correct. Well, it was a little later than that, but see, that's when the crash came, was in 2008 or 9.
Oh, well, that was America catching up to the fact they had been cut off, and they were admitted.
But their cutoffness didn't matter because you, Mr. Dark Soul, saw that shit. You run around and say, oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. But it could have been a great problem. Could have got a lot of things. Just keep typing. Just keep typing. Oh, just keep typing. JW goes up 1,000 points. It goes down 1,000 points. It doesn't make any difference. Nobody cares. It doesn't make any problem. Somebody made $100 million or lost $100 million every time they have it. It doesn't matter. Just keep typing. And so God darn it, that's what they did. They just kept typing. And then you went from a big debt. Now you owe trillions of dollars of debt, but they just kept typing. There you go. And you
right now, that was a good statement, but it was verbal. Did everybody else experience that verbally?
Yeah.
Was it clear to you, Yuri, what Ion had just said?
No.
On your phone? Yeah, unfortunately, it got verbaled, Ion, so we'll have to get the encryption.
It's tech body.
Tech body doing
tech
that.
Obama had to, was Obama then forced to do all the strange things?
He was paralyzed.
He
couldn't do anything. He had nothing to work with.
Yeah.
Well, and he could, anything he did would have any action he would have accomplished. It would have undone the time-space continuum. And you guys still have time. Because remember, time is money. And if you get rid of time, then you get rid of money. Bob's going to get rid of money. He already told you. Bob's going to get rid of it. He's already told you. But nobody's ready for that one yet.
Well, I'll get rid of it when I get it all, Carol.
That gave me so much information, I don't even know how to answer my next question, but I'll just skip it.
Questions. You don't answer your next question. You're so confused. Yeah, I don't know how to answer my next question. Just do it.
All right. Okay. Due to all of this, did it destroy the control a banking family had and laid the way for other banking families to come into power?
No, neither. You've got this all tangled up.
Yes, exactly.
Somewhere in this vast crevasse that you have moved into, you think that all these monies are an asset. But to the banker, guess what all these monies are? They're a liability.
Mm.
Do you have any money?
God, no.
I mean, you know, like a piece of money in your environment? Okay, Google money. Google money. I'll let the tech buddy help you. Google money and read a piece of money and see what it says.
Okay,
American
so
money says, this
meaning.
Note. No. No, let's stop. On the money itself is printed, big as life. I mean, like May Brussels big, okay. This note, now you can Google what a note is good for all debts, both public and private.
Got it. Okay.
See? So right. Now you're saying, uh-huh. You're asking, oh, well, this scheme came along here, and it really tore up this and really tore up that, and the Turning Texans lost all their money, and the Rockefellers got all their money, and then the Habsburgs took over. Hell no, not any of that is the case. All this money that you got now ain't backed by anything. It's debt. So who's got all the money? Who's got all the debt? Then you have to pay the debt. It don't pay. Debt don't pay you. You pay debt.
Got it.
So, okay. You're saying all the banking families, they're tickled as shit to get rid of it because guess what? It made them less on the hook for all this money. That's when them bonds had to fly through New York City. Manhattan's finest. Yeah.
Okay.
Because once those bonds were nullified, it took it off the hook. So now their monies that were lost was debt that was gained. You see?
So is the Golden Brick Road being built? Currently?
Turned into a museum by Bob. They're giving all the old, obviously, gold to me. Now, note, Yuri, because the banking archetype from before World War One, remember, money became public property in the 30s, and then it evaporated since the 50s, and then we had the Android meme simulation of that, and that collapsed in 2008. So, yeah. Those people that are traditionally assigned the responsibility of money, the bankers, people thought they had control of it. Okay, they have no control. It's like the first become the last, and the last become the first. So all the banking families ended up over the last 30 years in the hole, which Dave Worster predicted. So the people technologically have all the power. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are more powerful than anybody you ever heard of in history. Right now.
When Bernie Sanders, a person who combs his hair with a balloon, can start ratifying and actually making enough sense that he can be a viable presidential candidate, he's not going to win because without all this money, he couldn't pay for all this stuff. We are going to tax the rich so much that there's enough money to pay for everything. He doesn't sound like Richard Nixon after a little while.
Yes,
they went to school.
Yes, he does.
They went to school together, so it probably wasn't too far away. You know, all right, no problem. So far, so good. But the point now becomes that's how ridiculous it's easy. You're that far down the rabbit hole, and then half of America who isn't paying any taxes anyway says, "Well, hell yeah, it ought to be free." God damn, why don't we have to pay for nothing? I don't want to have to pay for nothing. Margie, do you think we should pay for nothing? No, we shouldn't pay for nothing. We don't think nothing for nothing should be nothing.
I want to go to university for 8 years and get drunk and get pregnant and have a bunch of abortions and have my debt paid off. I deserve it.
Hell yeah. Oh, and you forgot. And I don't like the cocaine. I don't use it to get high. I just like the smell. I just like the smell.
Okay, so Yuri,
of course,
there's a big
Adderall
nothing.
For everybody.
There's a big nothing that arrived. The virtual emptiness of everything. And then Bob, the ultimate Christian, took that nothing and made something out of it. Which befuddles all those people who take nothing literally.
Got it. Okay, I have a really quick question about DuPont's relationship with all of this. Do you have any knowing of this?
Yeah, we know about DuPont. We know the issue. We know the patents they hold. We know the property they hold. We know the issues they have. We know the lawsuits that they filed or have been filed on them has tangled them up so much so that it has impeded the DuPont Trust.
From
1874, the trust has been leaned. Yeah, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore because two ex-wives left in Lynch and undid the codicils of the DuPont Trust. So it's done.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, everything you were counting on them, Yuri. You thought you were going to get a job with them.
Everything north of the Hudson River is gone.
Damn. Oh, it's horrible.
That's horrible. Get the hell out of there, Yuri. Or make something out of nothing.
Working on that, but
walk in the door and say, I own this goddamn business. Get out of here. Watch, everybody will leave. They'll hand you the keys. They'll hand you the keys, they'll go to the beach, they'll go to East Hampton and never look back again and say, oh, thank God we got out of this mess. We're glad the owner found us out here. We don't know what's going on. This is a clusterfucking, we're all sore, we can't take it anymore. Let's go. Now you can own the whole damn thing if that's what you want.
That will be the last movement, Cal. All these ionauts showing up all over the world, walking into major institutions and say, I own this joint. The last plague of the vile judgment.
And then the hysterical part is they'll be tickled to give it to them. It's like Bayer.
Yeah.
Bayer used to be something you owned and they sold it. Now they find out that they're on the hook for everything Monsanto ever did for every weed killer, which ain't nothing but damn salt. They're going to pay for the weed killer from now on. It's going to be, you lived a million years, you'd never make enough money of what they're fixing to have to pay out in settlements. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
So everything's literally upside down, Yuri. Everything's really upside down.
Well, you know, it's like better it now. When y'all were in the upside down, it's when it was bad. You all were in the upside down before. That's when it was really bad. You even scared us, but we were like, oh, shit, this ain't going to work. You can't get that from here.